Are you still looking for Super Bowl party plans on Sunday, or do you need something to make your party extra special? Listen up, Nikki Nellis is here from the website thelistareyouonit.com and co-host of Foodie and the Beast Sunday mornings at 11 on our sister station 1500 AM. federalnewsradio.com. Nikki, where can we find some good game day food?
Well, listen, whether you want to watch the game at home and have a party, or just for yourself, or you want to head on out, there are lots of ways around the city, no surprise, to get your game day face on. So if you're looking to do something at home, I'm going to send you down to Union Market because Red Apron Butchery just opened its doors. Nate Anda is the chef there. Terrific guy. He makes everything himself. All of his charcuterie, all of his hot dogs, everything there is made by him, and the food is fantastic. So you can get atomic hot dogs, which are super spicy. He's making up huge muffaletta sandwiches. The bread is made by his pastry chef, Tiffany McIsaac. And they've got chili and ribs and all sorts of things that you can do to bring home and serve up a great meal. Now, if you're into that Baltimore versus San Francisco theme, I got two wines that I want to give you. You can go with Black Angle from Maryland, and you can go with Mount Eden from Santa Cruz. So you can get those from Nate's Red Apron Butchery's sister property, Planet Wine. They have those there.
Nice.
Now, if you like it spicy, then I'm going to send you to Bayou Bakery. First of all, the game is taking place in New Orleans. What better place to watch it than Bayou Bakery? It's like a satellite of New Orleans right here in the D.C. metro area. David Guas is the pastry he's a pastry chef, but it's his restaurant. He is throwing it down with crawfish tamales, and it's called the Holy Hell Hot Sauce Super Challenge.
Ooh.
So he's got these two hot sauces. He's going to load them all in his fabulous tamales, and if you can down them, you don't have to pay for them, and you get a pitcher of beer for free.
Oh, you're going to need it.
I mean, it's like ghost pepper hot sauce.
Place is in Arlington.
That's correct.
Okay.
Super hot, super fun, and David Guas knows how to throw a party. Now, if you're not sure what you want to do, you don't know if you want to stay in, you want to go out, I'm going to throw Hill Country at you because they're just as schizophrenic. You can pay $30 for the entire feast that they're serving at Hill Country Barbecue. This is such a great deal.
Wow.
This is their ribs, their chicken, their brisket, their wings, their sides. It doesn't include the alcohol, but it is a great deal. They have TVs all over the place and a fun place to hang out and watch the game. Now, if you don't feel like staying there, you can also order it all to go. That is a la carte. You can take it home, serve it to your crew for the big game. And I am going to bring up one, Mark, that you thought was really fun. Jack Rose Dining Saloon over in Adams Morgan. They have a little promo for Super Bowl Sunday that I think is fun. They're calling it Eat for Free and Drink for Almost Free as their bowl party. So there'll be complimentary eats like, you know, chili and cornbread and buffalo wings. And then they have quite a mixology program over there. So you can expect some really incredible cocktails. And of course, you're going to see a lot of Flying Dog beer, which is the Maryland beer. And then a lot of Anchor Steam, which is the San Francisco beer.
Both good choices.
Good choices. You're going to see that at both places.
Can't go wrong. Nikki, thank you so much. Nikki Nellis from the list. Are you on it? .com.